It's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed in our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Jackie from Birmingham.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Y'all sound like y'all are having a good time. Listen,
my goodness.
I know you are. I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. Okay, listen, this morning I'm talking to a black woman. She's making history in the snack world. Monico McBeth entered a contest to create a new flavor of Lay's potato chips. You all probably heard about this, the Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest, where the winner would win $1 million. Well, she created the wasabi ginger flavored chip and took home top prize, which includes $1 million. I'm going inside her story with Monico Spigner McBeth. Good morning, Monico.
Good morning.
Now, listen, aside from being $1 million richer today, how has winning this contest changed your life at all?
Well, it's going to change my life immensely. Because I have three little girls, so this really lets us just breathe and relax when it comes to college funds. They're all taken care of, so we don't have to worry about that. And, of course, my three little girls hopefully will be getting married one day, so they can all have their dream weddings as well.
So you heard about the contest. What made you decide to enter? Because I was telling a girlfriend yesterday I was going to interview, and she was like, damn it, I knew I should have entered that contest.
Everybody
what made you do it?
That.
I know, everybody is saying that. What made you actually do it?
Well, I remember hearing about the contest last year. I had seen some commercials and things, but that was when the contest was already in the voting phase. So just in the back of my mind, I said, you know, if they have that contest next year, I'm going to enter and just see what happens. So I was actually on my way to work one day in the winter, and I heard the commercial come on the radio. So as soon as I got to work, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put my entry in right now before I forget. I actually almost forgot about it after I did it.
Oh, wow.
Did you have to make the chip?
Yeah, do you actually have to create a sample chip, or do you just give them the suggested flavor and work with the Lay's team? How does it work?
It's actually, it was a contest that they were doing. The entry was through Facebook. So you went onto their Facebook page, and it gave you the option to, you named your flavor, and then you put in your three main ingredients, which, of course, mine were wasabi, ginger, and soy sauce. And then you got to pick your chip this year, which
wasabi,
was a new feature.
Ginger, and soy sauce.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really good. Not diabetic friendly, but it's really.
What was your inspiration for that, Monico?
Actually,
you're a sushi fan.
Yeah, she likes sushi.
I am a sushi fan, but that's because of my grandmother. She's Japanese. So growing up, she would make us all sushi.
Oh, and your name is Monico.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was making sense.
So I grew up eating sushi, and I always wanted to have it the way she had it, because she would always have it with wasabi. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as a kid, you're not allowed to have it. So when we got older, we got to have it. And, of course, I fell in love because I love anything spicy.
So your daughters are going to get some of the million, but your grandmama ought to get a little cut,
too. Oh, yeah. She'll be well taken care of.
When will they hit the market?
The chips should be coming out in the next few weeks. They just have to repackage it into the winter bag, and then they'll.
You got some at the house?
I actually have one bag left at the house.
It might not be there when you get home. You know, and it was down to four flavors, Tom. We actually got to taste them on the TV show that I did. There was the wasabi ginger. It was cappuccino, bacon mac and cheese, and mango salsa.
Yeah.
I felt like the mango salsa was your only other competition, but the wasabi ginger was delicious. It was
Thank
our favorite
you.
On set. It was really good. How many
now,
chips did you have to
your
eat
money.
Before you made this? I mean, did you have to eat a lot of chips?
No. Actually, Lay's, we went to their headquarters in July, and that's when we got to actually taste our chip. And I was really surprised because I didn't really think that the chip was going to translate all that well, like the flavor. But it was, I fell in love from the first time I ate it. So I was pretty happy.
I might do this next year. All you have to do is create the flavor, and they actually make the chip.
I entered one.
Lay's does everything from there.
What'd you put in? Really?
You entered one, Jay? What was that?
Liver pudding did not
catch
on.
So now we understand.
Liver pudding.
Liver pudding chip.
I can't.
Monico, I don't want to count your money, but one of the choices that you have is $1 million or the profits from the sale of your chip. Which are you going to do?
Actually, it's not a choice. The winner gets $1 million. That's the grand prize. But it's as almost like a bonus. They have a sales period which started in July of this year when the chips hit the market, and it goes till July of next year. And it's actually, if your 1% of your sales is more than a million, then you would get that extra over your million. But you get a million either way.
Nice. Now, you're a nurse in Philadelphia. Do you plan to continue creating snacks, or are you just going to go back to nursing?
Well, actually, I'm at work today taking a little break, but I plan to stay working. I've been a nurse for 13 years at Temple University Hospital. So
you're a nurse, but you're moving slow today. I can tell you that. You're moving like you was when you had that million.
Yeah, I enjoy being a nurse.
Your response time is a little different, huh?
Now, Jackie, do you get like a lifetime supply of the chips in the future? Do you have to purchase your own chip?
I'm actually not sure about that. I'm hoping I get a little supply, though.
Just one bag won't do.
So, Jackie, you tasted some of the entries, huh?
I did. We tasted all four on the set when they were still in the judging phase.
I wonder if they had really good chitlin.
No.
I know somebody submitted it, but I hope not. Collard green.
Oh, come on.
Neck bone chip, huh?
Any of these sound good, Maniko?
I don't know. I might try the collard green.
How about a grit chip?
Maniko, congratulations.
Thank you.
What a story.
Isn't that a great story?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.